a long time, leadership has been defined by titles, by status, by visibility, by power. But let's be real. These definitions of leadership, they're male definitions. I think right now, women know this is not the definition of leadership. That definition, title, status, power, visibility, it feels really incomplete. Some of the most powerful leadership I see today, it doesn't happen on a stage, in a boardroom. It happens in the way women show up every day. I'm Emily Rogers, and I'm here to talk about women in leadership, reinvention, and showing up with courage and honesty. Today, I really want to talk about leadership and what it looks like now, especially as women navigating this complex world. Because before we lead teams, before we lead businesses, before we lead our communities, we have to lead ourselves. We have to know how to regulate ourselves. We have to know how to make aligned decisions. We have to know how to back ourselves when others are doubting us. And we really have to know how to choose our values over approval. Because that is leadership. Many women underestimate the power of self-leadership. Because? Why do we underestimate it? It's so much quieter than external success. The first person that every woman is called to lead is herself. For a long time, for many women, leadership meant saying yes to everything. Being available, being capable, being endlessly accommodating. But mature leadership today, it knows boundaries and it protects what matters. Saying no when necessary. Delegating. Protecting time and energy. Refusing misalignment. These are not selfish acts. These are acts of leadership. And a woman with boundaries, she leads better than a woman who is overextended. Because in a noisy world, calm is powerful. Calm means that as a woman, you can think clearly in chaos. You don't need to dominate the room. You are the one who steadies others. That presence, that is what matters. Leadership is not about being the loudest voice. It's not about having the last word. Leadership is often clearest when the volume impresses and the calm leads. But leadership, it's also about creating possibility. Starting that business, backing those ideas, mentoring other women, speaking up, changing the culture in your home or the workplace. You don't need to wait for permission to lead through action. Many women are leading long before they claim the title. And one of the bravest forms of leadership It's by refusing to stay in a life that no longer fits. One of the bravest forms of leadership is changing direction. It is growing. One of the bravest forms of leadership is actually recognizing that you're ready to begin. When a woman reinvents herself, she gives others the permission to do the same. Reinvention is leadership in motion. So, if we are no longer looking at the old model of leadership, the male model of leadership, title, status, power, visibility, what are we looking at? What does leadership look like for women today? It might look less performative, but it will definitely look more human. It might look less ego-driven, but it will definitely look more values-led. And it might be less about proving, but a lot more about impact. And many women are ready now to carry that form of leadership and to move forward with it, even if they haven't been able to name it until now. If this conversation resonates, please do subscribe. Together, we are redefining growth, confidence, and leadership for women building what's next. I'll see you in the next episode.